totally understand. So I'll try to make this quick. This is not a complicated process. Although when it was first presented to me, I thought, oh, how in the world am I going to be able to do that? We started in 2002 with our ARC, with digital shapefiles from the State Tax Department. And unlike Mon County, we have maintained that since 2002, and we had added our communities, our corporations to that information. So, you know, we've been doing that on a yearly basis. We work with a set of MXD maps once every year. We do a new set every year. So that MXD file serves us for a year, and then at the end of that year, we start over. And so right now I have a mapping folder, the SIC, a little sticky notes and little notebook pages and little things that I have created along the way that, you know, I've gotten this pieces of information from everywhere. And Frank from the Tech Center was able to come down and help us, and I wrote down a lot of notes on, you know, creating an SDE, geodatabase, and how you do versioning and editing. So I do that once a year. Well, that's okay once a year, but then when that other year is up, you go searching for those notes. And so this is sort of a presentation for dummies because I created it for me. But anyway, to get started, we started from the beginning. We installed ArcGIS server. We chose to do ArcGIS server workgroup edition with ArcGIS editor, two licenses of ArcGIS editor, concurrent licenses. And of course, you have to have some form of Microsoft SQL Server. We had SQL Server Express, which is included with your workgroup edition. This is just an educational how to do SDE geodatabases, because somebody said SDE geodatabase. I'm like, what in the world is that, and how do you do that? So you just, you know, start with your database server. You have to expand your database servers and click Add Database Server. Now, when you add that database server, you have to type in the name of your SQL Server or your server and your SQL Server for connection. Now, it's not case sensitive, but I have found that there is a little backslash in that. You cannot replace that with an underscore. It does not work. So then you add your database server, then you add your database. And so you just right-click on your server name, use your option, new geodatabase, type in your new geodatabase name, click OK. But I, at this point, have not found a way to change that name. So you must make sure that you make the name what you want it to begin with, or delete that one and create a new one. So then you just start adding your data. You right-click on your new geodatabase and click New. You can import a new feature data set, a new feature class table or raster, or you can import an existing feature class table or raster to that information. And to import, I do a multiple using feature class import because it's not nearly as complicated and doesn't take nearly as long to import them all at once. You right-click on that feature data set, and you can double-click then, or right-click to rename the data, which was helpful. Now, versioning. You know, everybody looked at me and said, oh, you're going to do versioning? And I'm like, well, I'm going to try, you know. So, you just right-click on your geodatabase and choose versions. And your default version is created when you create your geodatabase. So, in your version manager, you right-click on the default version to change. You can change that name of that version, or you can create a new version. And then you just name that new version for something easily recognizable is much better for me. And public permission is the only permission that allows another user to edit. At this point, I'm only the person doing mapping in our county. We have had a couple of people in the past, and I do have one personal property deputy that is a very bright personal property deputy. At the time when they are not busy, she can actually COGO some parcels in for me, and so when I go to fit those in, then they're already COGO'd and ready to go. This is basically what it looks like, your geodatabase server there and your SDE geodatabase.
When you click on your version manager, you will get the default version, and if you click on that, it will give you the option to create a new version. Now, public and protected do not allow another person to edit. If you do, private and protected, sorry. If you do private, you are the only one who can view it. You can create another version for yourself to edit, which, you know, is not really efficient for my purposes, but you can do a protected version, which would be something that somebody else could view, but they could not edit it. So public is the only way for another person to edit. And then you create that, and you have now two edit versions in your version manager. At this point, the key to that is to register it as version. So you right-click on your featured data set or your feature class and register as version. Then comes the multi-user editing permissions. And that can be a little bit tricky as far as just making sure that you get the right person selected to do the right thing. So you right-click on your geodatabase and you choose administration and permissions. So you can set their permission. They can either read the information, write it, or they can administer it. So you can choose your administration from the geodatabase. Then you can also use exclusive permissions when you can click on the feature data set or the feature class and give just permission to edit those feature classes or those feature data sets if you have something in particular that you want someone to do. So then you create your MXD, and your editor then opens up that MXD, and in the source tab, you have to be in the source tab that actually gives the little explanation of where you are. You right-click on that, and you can change your version. If you're in the default version and you want to do edits, you click your edit version, and then your edits can be done and saved in that version. Reconcile and post. They said, well, oh, you have to reconcile this information. It's, you have to make sure you get it all right. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can't do that. But it's really, for anyone who uses ARC, you always know that some things don't work the same every time. And you never can count on it working at all. But for this, it works every time. It kind of surprises me every time I do it. But you start from the version that has the new edits that you want to copy. And you have to begin editing that version. You have to be in the edit mode. You click your reconcile toolbar, have your versioning toolbar available from your table of contents. And you choose how you want to define the conflicts. Now, you can choose by row, an attribute, or you can choose by column, by attribute. So I've always done by row and by object because I want to reconcile every parcel, every polygon. And so you reconcile to the default version or the version that you choose to have the edits updated. And you click the post versioning in the toolbar to post the changes. Now, I've got a little slide, I'll explain a little bit more about that, but here you can also create a new version from this toolbar and begin editing at that time through this MXD. You don't have to go directly to our catalog to do that.
Does it save the old versions and create new versions continuously, or does it overwrite the old
version? Yeah, you have to create a new version if you want a new version. If you save to that version, it stays in that version. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't create new versions every time you save. That's, you have to actually physically want to create a new version, name it, and give it a new name, and then we, end up with three versions. Okay. So this is just a shapefile in the default version, and that's what it looks like. This is the edit version. You can see it here in the video, it says new edits, and so I've created a obvious triangle there to show that that was a change made there. And so I also show that this is the little reconcile button here, and this is your versioning toolbar, which is not very big, and things are not very enabled most of the time. But if you have a new edit in a version, and you have that option to reconcile. So you push that little reconcile button, and it comes up with this. This is how you choose whether you want to define complex by object or by attribute, and what version you want them to be reconciled to. This is my explanation of post. When you click that post button, it does nothing. It becomes enabled after you reconcile. But when you click it, I think, oh, it didn't do anything. But kind of in the background, you can kind of see it kind of flash just a little bit. I mean, just it momentarily and very quickly. So you think, well, that didn't do anything. But then you go back to your default version, and there's your edit. So it works pretty well. I don't know. We don't have any, like I say, anyone right now that's helping me full time, but anybody that can help me part time and I can take what little bit they can do and use it to help out is very key. Do you have a question? No. Okay.
How often do you check your versions back in your server?
Check my.
You check one out, and then how often do you check it back? Check your data.
I don't usually check it out of my server. It's all connected. It's all still part of that SDEGO database. It's not disconnected. I've never checked it out.
Are you talking about more of a GPS checkout?
Yeah.
We can do that version.
Okay. Right. Anything else?
Do you have any QMPC rules really because you have somebody else working on certain versions and then you do a post and reconcile? Mm-hmm. If you don't have QMPC rules predefined, you could just post back everything into your basic version, right? So how do you define?
Well, what I have done at this point, they kind of go in the areas that I need to have a split or a change on. I need to modify. And then I go to each one of those. I QC it. I look at it. I make sure that it's right or see what needs to be done. I actually take that COGO'd shapefile parcel and then fit it in, manage it, and go fit it into the rest of the parcels around it. So I visit each one. I'm the QC. Any other questions? Okay, this is just something that I was afraid of. I think that I heard some people think that it was just a difficult thing to do, and that it really isn't. It's pretty simple. So, thank you.